July 25, 1924. Sanctity is not formed of one single act. The sanctity and the divine will must be a continuous act. This morning my sweet Jesus made himself seen in my interior in the act of stretching his arms in the shape of the cross, and I remained stretched together with him. Then he said to me, "My daughter, the last act of my life was to lay myself on the cross and to stay there until I died, with my arms opened, unable to move or to oppose what they wanted to do to me. I was the true portrait, the true image, of one who lives, not in the human will, but in the divine. Being unable to move, having lost every right over myself, the horrible tension of my arms. How many things they said. And while I was losing my rights, the others acquired my life. The first right was of the supreme will, which, using its immensity and all-seeingness, gathered all souls, innocent and penitent sinners, good and contrite wicked, and placed them in my stretched arms, so that I might bring them to heaven. And I refused no one. So, the divine will gave a place to everyone in my arms. The supreme will is a continuous act, which is never interrupted, and what it does once, it never ceases. And although my humanity is in heaven and is not subject to suffering, I go in search of souls who act not in the human will, but in the divine, and who oppose nothing. Souls who lose each one of their rights, so that, leaving all of their rights at the mercy of my will may continue its act of placing all souls, sinners and saints, innocent and evil, in the arms of those who offer to lay themselves in my will, in order to repeat and continue what my arms did, stretched on the cross. This is why I laid myself within you, so that the Supreme will may continue its act of bringing all into my arms. Sanctity is not formed of one single act, but of many acts united together. One single act forms neither sanctity nor perversity, because since the continuation of acts is missing, the colors and the true shades of sanctity are missing. And since these are missing, one cannot attribute a weight or a just value to either sanctity or perversity. Therefore, what makes sanctity shine forth and places the seal on it, are continuous good acts. No one can say he is rich because he possesses a coin, but, rather, those who possess extensive properties, villas, palaces, etc., etc., so it is for sanctity. And if sanctity needs many good acts, sacrifices, heroism, it can also be subject to gaps, to intervals. The sanctity in my will is not subject to intermittent phases, but it comes to be associated to that continuous act of the eternal will, which never, never ceases, but is always acting, always operating, always triumphant. It always loves and never stops. Therefore, the sanctity in my will brings into the soul the mark of the works of her Creator, that is, His continuous love, the continuous preservation of all the things created by Him. It never changes, and is immutable. One who is subject to change belongs to the earth, not to heaven. Changing is of the human will, not of the divine. Interrupting good is of the creature, not of the Creator. Therefore, all this would be unbefitting for the sanctity of living in my will, because it contains the uniform, the image, of the sanctity of her Creator. Therefore, be attentive. Leave all rights to the Supreme Will, and I will keep forming in you the sanctity of living in my will.